For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team lost in double overtime last week on the road to Minnesota Duluth. We'll head to Wayne, Nebraska this weekend, joined by sophomore nose guard Josh Millay out of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. After two somewhat easier games against Crookston and UMass, you guys had to know you were going to be in a dogfight last week. What changes when you know that you have to pick up the intensity like you had to last weekend?
In big games like that, you know, as a team, you got to come together and you got to say we're going to be more focused this week. You know, of course, every week you're locked in, you treat every game the same. But some games, you know, you got to be more focused, more locked in. You know, the guys knew it was going to be in for a dogfight this week. You know, everybody was keyed on their assignments. It was going to be assignment football. We're going to have to play hard. And I think that just intensity level was just at all time high for us.
After the game was over, fill in the blank. Your emotions were what?
After the game, I was hurt. You know, as I'm sure everybody on my team was. You know, because we came out, we played so hard. You know, I never seen or been on any team that has rallied together like that. You know, the guys just came together, showed some resiliency, and everybody stepped up. No one hung their head. You know, even when we're down. You know, we just the message was we're just gonna keep working, and that's why I love this team.
So 2 weeks ago, Mikey Junker has the 100-plus yard interception return, and at what point did you realize I'm gonna be the lead blocker on this?
I don't know. That play, it was an amazing play by Mikey. I was watching the ball go, and at first it looked like he tipped it away. So you know, I was like, oh, okay, good job. And then he turns around, he catches it, and I'm like, oh. And I just turn around, I just sprint, you know. I don't think I really touched anybody, but I'm hoping I created some sort of seam or something, you know.
Well, you got in guys' way.
It was just go. On my mind, just go.
On the film, I was amazed at how fast you were and how fast you got in front of him. What 40 time do you run?
In high school, my fastest time was a 4.9. So, I don't know. I think I'm back at it. A lot of guys would say otherwise, but I think I'm back at my 4.9 speed.
How does that compare to other nose guards?
I think that's what really separates me from other nose guard. I got that twitch. I got speed. You know, I can move, and I think that adds a little bit more to my game.
How do you balance still working on that speed and keeping that twitch, but still getting as big and strong as you have to compete in the trenches in this league?
It's really just, you know, balancing everything. You know, you can't get too big, too heavy where you lose your speed, but you can't get too small where you lose your dominance, you know, in the trenches. You know, it's a man's game in there, and you got to be strong. So it's kind of just balancing everything.
In high school, you set the state record with 101 tackles as a D lineman. That was the most in any level of school in high school, so congratulations on that. You're also on the honor roll. How do book smarts and football smarts help you together on a field?
I think it really translates. You know, if you're able to focus in school and in the classroom on the things you need to do, and, you know, attention to details and just noticing things and being smart and just being aware of what's going on, I think that really translates on the football field. You know, whether it's listening to what the quarterback's saying or listening to different lingo, you just catch on to different things and details. It's all about, you know, it's more than just, you know, going out there and being strong. You gotta use your head too.
What's it gonna take to get over the hump and get back in the winning ways this week?
Like our D corner always say, you know, you got to reload and stash it. So, you know, we went over the game, watched it, took away what we needed to take away from it, and we stashed it. You know, it's over. Nothing we can do about it now. Now we're on to Wayne State, and that's our new focus.
All right, best of luck.
Thank you.